Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Saturday right here on the Joe Messina Show. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, you know, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Listen, head over to the website, the realside.com. Yes, we're working on the name change on that as well, but head over there and you know, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. If you want to be alerted, text alerts that the show is starting or things that are coming up in the show, just go ahead and text GOJO to 77222. That's GOJO, one more, to 77222. And, you know, we'll do what we can. We'll make sure you get the information you need. It's getting harder and harder to get emails out there. It's getting harder and harder to, you know, get the message out to you guys. Even let you know the show's starting. It's crazy. So I started listening to it, but I couldn't finish it. To the National Defense, or one of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley. And I got to tell you, I'm sick to my stomach as to the direction this is going in. I'm going to just say it. Some of you are going to get mad at me because I know you're very much into your military. He's a coward. He's a coward because he's sworn to uphold the Constitution. He's sworn to protect all of us, and yet he singles out Trump supporters as Nazis. So he's calling me a Nazi. He's calling you a Nazi, because many of you are Trump supporters. But the thing he doesn't realize, we don't support Trump. No. We support what the processes, the principles that Trump was willing to uphold. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion. All right? I mean, really, seriously, think about what he's saying. What did the Nazis do? What do they call it? Kristallnacht? What did they do that the night they pretty much burnt down the Jewish area, where they went to the stores, they looted the stores, they robbed the stores, they set them on fire? Those were Trump supporters that did that in this country and still doing it today. No, that's Antifa. Those are Democrat supporters. Let that sink in. Think about what he's doing. There's a general standing there with all his wonderful little badges on, telling you that Trump supporters are the Nazis. Right? What did the Nazis do? What did the brown shirts do? What did they do? They intimidated. They showed up in events. They shouted you down. They yelled at you. They made it impossible for you to talk. Who does that today? The Democrats. They said they're little minions. They're lefty, Democrat, progressive socialists in there to do that. I saw it two nights in a row in my own neighborhood over the last few nights. Sorry. Not buying it. Not letting it happen. This is how crazy this gets after a while. And when you run down the list of these things, just put them up side by side. Do your own homework. and understand that as you watch the similarities between the two, if you've got two brain cells to rub together, it'll send a chill up your spine. I'm not joking. I'm serious. And you could, what were they told to do? What did Hitler, what are the Nazis, what were they telling parents to do? Not parents, kids. See, Hitler knew if he got the kids, he had the country. Every communist knows that. If they train up the kids the way they want them to go, they'll have them. But what were they telling the kids in their country? And have you done any homework to remember? What were they telling? Tell on your parents. If your parents are speaking ill of the government, if your parents are speaking negative of your government and government leaders, you need to tell them. You need to grab an SS agent and tell them. Well, what are they telling? What will they be telling the kids here for quite a while now? Tell on your parents. Tell on your aunts, uncles. Tell the people around you that are not towing the government line. Right? If you're doing things, you know, maybe they're spreading misinformation. That's the White House term, not mine. About COVID-19. Telling them. What else did the Germans do? What else did the Nazis do? Now, this, the last three things that Miley talked about were all things the Democrats are doing, yet he's trying to tag MAGA people. To call the Capitol protest, until it became a riot, not an insurrection, but a riot, to tag MAGA people for that is asinine. You have to be deaf, dumb, and blind, and high on coke to do that. Look at the actions they took. Look at how they performed, what they did. Who else does that? One person was shot that day, and the person shot was a MAGA person. An insurrection. If it was an insurrection with a bunch of people that showed up without guns, there's a problem. You ain't taking anything away from anybody doing that. Right? And again, I can go down the list of all the things that they did. All the things that took place that day. And then now you got again, you've got this general coming out tagging the MAGA. America-loving, freedom-loving, liberty-loving, you live your life loving group of people. Boy, are we twisted. Boy, are we wrong. They're wrong. They're going to find themselves on the wrong side of history, as somebody said to me today. So we're seeing your host of the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business us, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. The 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Look, be part of the solution. Really, seriously. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you thinking it through. That's really the only way we win is when you're informed and engaged, we win. When you're emotional and engaged, we lose. It truly is that easy. I didn't get to this before. Almost did. You know, some of this stuff just drives me nuts. Some of these stories that you're not getting the true information on or the full information on, if you would. It's really scary to see. And as I said with General Milley, you know, calling us the Nazis. You know, here's a general that I was going to give credence to. Why? Because he's a war man. He should know. He doesn't know anything. All right. Oh, who gave me this? Who, somebody just sent me to Walmart's thinking about banning unvaccinated people. Yeah, I think, you know, people, for you Christian people, this might be the mark of the beast. Never really thought about it. Right? You won't be able to buy without the mark. You won't be able to do much of anything without the mark. California's talking about you have to have the barcode, if you would, on your phone to prove that you have been vaccinated. Yeah, think about how many of those are going to be bootlegged or whatever. Anyway. No, I wasn't going to do that one, but I guess I will. Why not? So now mainstream media is going after Christian men. Right? And so USA Today's racist inequity editor called on the Dallas Cowboys at AT&T Stadium, where the Promise Keepers is set to take place this weekend, to ban the Christian men's group. See, what they do is they take little bits and pieces of stories and they twist them so they can try to make it look like these groups are paramilitary or parachurch paramilitary. And the leftists, they just never give up. They have to. They have to make sure that religious people aren't seen as anybody that they can, you know, trust, right? So, let me see if I get that. The Promise Keeper CEO, Ken Harrison, was on Todd Starnes' show. Now, Harrison refuted the Freeman's accusation. That was a writer at the USA Today. And he added that he started receiving death threats after the op-ed. He says, "We're going to preach God's word, but we're not out to condemn or belittle anybody." You know, they did the same thing to me. When I started the mayor's prayer breakfast in the town that I live in, when we started, you know, having a yearly event, they talked about this nasty, divisive prayer breakfast. Mostly because it was run by a Christian. That bothered them the most. Right? And that we were hateful, bigoted, and all those key words. Well, let me tell you. If they had just come to the event, they would have, and they never showed up, they would find out truly what the event was about. Right? We went out of our way to make sure that all people were welcome there. All people come for bread. They could, you know what? They could pray along with us if they wanted to. Some people didn't care to because they were atheists. They were from other groups. But when I finally drug a few of them there, kicking and screaming, when they left and they talked to the paper, they said it was not at all what I thought it was, number one. Number two is that they said, hey, you know, it really was a pleasant event. With a positive message. Oh my God, who would have thunk? But because we were a bunch of Christians, it had to be bad. It had to be terrible. In the interview, Starnes said to him, look, you got a big event coming up this week, July 16th, 17th. The Promise Keepers is back, and they're going to be at AT&T Stadium here in Dallas. They're going to be broadcasting on the Patriot Mobile Network. Newsmaker line. Harrison, who is the CEO of, you know, was quick to respond with thanks, and he said, look, you know, we're just trying to do what we're called to do. So he said, we'll fill it mostly up, he said, the stadium, Harrison did. Probably not sold out, but pretty impressive considering we're just coming off of COVID. We have tens of thousands of Christian men coming together. You hear me? Tens of thousands of Christian men coming together. So nobody really understands. They think this Promise Keepers group, you look it up yourself, it's like a paramilitary parachurch group. So Harrison went on to explain what it was. He says, you know, we really want to preach God's word in a way that I don't think a lot of people are hearing it anymore. And so it's going to be direct spiritual teaching to men. That's right. See, we in the church, true believers in Christ, believe in men. Believe in women. believe that children are children. Right? There's no gray areas. The way God designed it, the way He made it, the way it should be, and the way we should call it. Who are you to question God? And when it comes to teaching the men, you know, I'm one of those guys, you've heard me talk about it with Zoe. I'm done with the foo-foo. Look at you guys and some of my Christian friends listening, you know, if you want to get that soft message every week and you just go to church and you're there for your 55 minutes and that's enough for you, well, good for you. It's not enough for me. You want to make sure that you're getting fed properly and fed the way you need to be fed. Now, notice I said, I didn't say the way you want to be fed. I said the way you need to be fed. And you do need to be fed. Now, way around it. So instead of playing this game, if you would, you need to get involved with a group like this. They're not a violent group. They've been turned into one. They've been turned into one from a writing standpoint, not really one. He went on to say, I think that so many young people are saying that they're looking for father figures. They're looking. See, this is what scares the left. They're looking for father figures. This group is willing to stand in the gap for those fathers that took off on their kids. What's wrong with that? Right? And again, if you fill that father position, you're going to raise strong men. That's what they're afraid of. Anyway, he went on, he said, you know, I think so many young men are saying that they're looking for father figures. They're looking for examples of what Christian men look like. And we're going to give them God's word. We're going to give them true examples of what Christian men look like. We're straight up, no sugarcoating, as Joe says, no foo-foo. He said, I had somebody say to me, well, you know what? We're going to have to deal with it when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in a minute.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Surgeon General has issued an advisory.
Today, we live in a world where misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health.
Vivek Murthy is calling for a nationwide effort to stop the spread of dangerous misinformation about COVID-19.
All of us have to ask how we can be more accountable and responsible. for the information that we share. And those of us who may have larger platforms, I think bear a greater responsibility.
He says the false claims have led people to reject vaccines and public health officials, putting people at risk. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the state attorney general's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. We were talking about how Promise Keepers, a group of men that have filled in the space where a lot of young men don't have any fathers, need a male influence. And what better person to be a male influence than someone who truly believes in God's Word, who truly lives God's Word, and truly loves God? Because we are supposed to take care of the widows and the orphans, right? The kids. And the kids that need help, why not? Who better? Anyhow. So, Harrison, who's the CEO of Promise Keepers, in responding to Todd Starnes on, you know, tell us a little bit of what it's about, he talks about how, you know, they're going to pump up scripturally men of God so they can go out and be good fathers, husbands, community leaders, and maybe even dads to those kids that don't have one. And many young people are looking for father figures because their dads, frankly, aren't really being dads. Letting your kids do whatever they want to do that makes them happy doesn't make you a good father or mother, for that matter. And these guys don't play around. They're like I am with certain things, right? God's word straight up, no foo-foo, no fluff. No sugarcoating. He went on to say he had somebody say to him that, well, you know, what are you going to do to reach the young people? What's your gimmick? What's your stick? He responded with, look at our gimmick is we're just going to preach the word of God. There's no gimmick in that. He said, I think that's all we need. We're not going to do fog machines or skinny jeans. Yeah, I know. I know what he's talking about. We're going to do, here's what a man of God looks like. That's what we're going to do. And young people will respond in droves because they have before. They're going to see God move in a way that they haven't seen before. Right? And I think this is great, frankly. I think we've reached a point in church history, anyway, where I think that, you know, enough with the show, enough with the quote-unquote skinny jeans, enough with, you know, I mean, look, I'm going to sound like an old fogey right now, but I don't mean to. I don't want to go to a church. And if you call it judging, good luck to you. I don't want to go to church where I see a pastor. Yes, a pastor. With a stretched out t-shirt on or ripped t-shirt, whatever. Right? Dirty t-shirt. Ripped jeans, sneakers. I don't want to do that. Right? Dress up a little bit. Put on khakis, shoes, and a button-up shirt of some kind. I don't even care if you wear a Hawaiian shirt. But go the extra step. You know, my feeling about Sunday to a big degree, when you go to church, when you're going to honor God, I don't understand why you can't give him your best. Now, I didn't wear suits to church, right? So I guess basically I'm a hypocrite because I didn't do my best. I had a couple of suits. I hated suits. I hated wearing suits. I only wore them to work when I had to. But I always had clean pants. Nothing looked like I slept in them the night before. A clean shirt on. I always went decently dressed. And I expected my kids to do the same thing. I didn't let them just go with their hair a wreck and all that stuff. If God could send me his best in Jesus, then I could do better than bad for him. Now, I realize, please do not send me an email that says, you know, Joe, God doesn't care what you dress like when you show up. Yeah, okay, I didn't say that. If all you have is ripped jeans, maybe you only have a couple pieces of clothing and you need them for work, and all you got is ripped jeans or a dirty shirt, which I don't believe, but whatever, then that's what you wear. The fact that you're going is great. We're not supposed to forsake the gathering together of you know, like-minded believers. We're not supposed to. We build each other up. We pray for each other. This is what the government was afraid of while they were trying to stop us from going to churches. We strengthen each other up. My Bible says that iron sharpens iron. If I can't get there with you, if I can't be with you, if I can't glean from what you're saying, we got a problem. Starnes went on to say that he thought that he was looking at the lineup of the speakers, and he just thought there was a great lineup there to help build these guys back up. I'm not one, you know, for some of you who listen regularly, I am not one for the mainstream church emotional moments. I don't need an emotional moment. I need strength. I don't need an emotional moment. I need somebody to tell me what I need to do. Right? Don't tell me if you feel like it or this might scare you. That kind of thing. Anyway. But just the mere fact that these guys called Promise Keepers radical organization. What is this? The Southern Poverty Law Center. They themselves are suspect, aren't they? Now, Harris has said it's unbelievable. I mean, you're really unbelievable, which shows you how out of touch he is. It's not unbelievable anymore. When you go to something like this, okay, maybe there's some stuff I don't think people realize, the level of hatred. I don't, you know, some of you guys out there, who you probably don't understand it because you're not doing anything. I'm sorry, my Christian brothers, if you're not feeling the hate, if you're not feeling the pain, if you're not feeling the pressure, you ain't doing anything. You're not a threat to the devil. You're not a threat to evil. USA then comes out and basically says that AT&T shouldn't let Christian men come together. Right? Now they claim, USA claims, now somehow they have a crystal ball that tells them what's going to happen. They claim that they're going to come out and bash gay people, which, frankly, they've never said. See, there's a difference between saying what the Bible says, which is homosexuality is an abomination to God, what the Bible says. No church that I've gone to that's taught that, said that, or spoken on that particular scripture has finished it up with, and it's your job to go out and beat up every gay person you can find. No, nobody. Nobody I know says that. Nobody I know says, you know, the Christian church says, when you see a gay person, jump on them and pray the gay out. Nobody I know says that. We're supposed to love saint and sinner alike. The people, not what they're doing. It's not that hard to do. Yeah, sometimes. But most of the time, not that hard to do. Remember, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood for you Christian people. We are wrestling against darkness, the powers of darkness, the influence that they're allowing in their lives. But to call somebody guilty, I mean, how un-American. We don't want them there because we know that they're going to do these things. Right? They're simply going to preach the Word of God. And if the Word of God calls out homosexuality, if the Word of God calls out, beating your wife, then that's what it is. Harrison said that, I said as in those First Corinthians 6 days for you non-religious people, Bible stuff. It says, adulterers, sexually immoral, alcoholics, verbal abusers, active homosexuals, not homosexuals, not gay folks. What do you think the difference is between that, sexually immoral people, and adulterers? It's all has to do with sex out of wedlock, doesn't it? God's always been against sex out of wedlock. Doesn't matter with man or beast or child. Sex out of wedlock. No. We're going to preach the Word of God about all of those people. We're not going to pull anyone out of the group because they feel bad. Right? We're interested in God's Word. Wholly, completely. There's no place here. Make sure you check your guns at the door. Make sure you're well protected or well armed. You don't hear any of that here. Because it's not what it is. It's not what it's called for. It's all about the love of Christ. If these people can't stand it, they can't hear it, and they don't want to understand it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
That's a cool song. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. If you become part of the solution, then you're no longer part of the problem. Really that simple. You don't need a college degree to figure it out or anything like that. So anyhow. No, really, seriously. Well, it'd be nice if I got a picture with it. You know, we are not Christian men, Christian women, Christians as a whole. Yeah, being persecuted in this country, sure, but nothing like it is anywhere else. So don't start sending me all these emails. Go, oh my God, you're so right, you won't believe how bad it is. Well, no, you're right, I don't. It's worse other places. Much, much, much worse. They're really, truly suffering in other places for God's word to live out their life, to live out their religion, their relationship, what they believe. All right. Now, here's a wonderful person that has stuck up for what they believe. Right? They weren't mean about it or anything along those lines. They just stuck up for what they believe. A student government president won't resign after backlash to posting an LGBT not meme, but a comment that must be born again. Now, why this is a problem? Because it's what they believe, right? Different religious beliefs, I would hope, have absolutes. I don't know about all of them. But the University of North Alabama student government president is in hot water after saying that gay and lesbians must be born again. Now, notice he doesn't say only gays and lesbians must be born again. All must be born again. If you're a Christian, you believe that everybody should be born again. Jake Statham posted a photo of his Instagram story of a T-shirt with a rainbow and a message that reads, "Born this way, you must be born again." Now, it sparked immediate backlash online on campus from the SGA members. They want his resignation immediately, if not sooner. The government organization announced that if Statham did not resign by June 30th, it would be in formal impeachment process at the first meeting in fall. I'd let them impeach. Let them show you how they really feel. Right? The Christian SGA president publicly apologized but refused to step down. He said, "I'm deeply sorry that my Instagram story offended members of our community." Now, I don't know why he'd be sorry about simply saying they need to be born again. You know, I mean, all lives matter, their lives matter. Everybody's lives matter to God. He said, "I now see the story from a different perspective." He added a letter to the SGA, "America's public schools are the nurseries of democracy. We, the UNG SGA, have a unique opportunity to be an example to others on how people with differing beliefs can and should work together." Now, if you look at the shirt, I think it's a play on, to a degree, a play on words. Right? Because, you know, they always say, "Born this way, born this way, born this way." We on the right, Christian right, say, "Well, you must be born again." So that he said anything out of the ordinary for a Christian organization, I say, you don't know what you're talking about. That's probably the way and the light that he meant it in. Well, we know how upsetting this social media post is to our LGBTQ plus community. We also need to recognize that this is from the college itself, thank God. Mr. Statham and others have a right to freedom of speech, even if it's offensive. The university added a recent U.S. Supreme Court opinion on the First Amendment rights, observed that public schools have an interest in protecting a student's unpopular expression. Hello? Whether you like it or not. Especially when the expression takes place off campus. You know, and you see this happen more and more where schools want to shut down what somebody wants to say, what a student wants to say. 855-ROADSHOW, 855-732-5563. Here's a shocker. I don't know if any of you would have thought of this, but everything that's been going on, I would have never thought this to be true. Not in all my days. I'm sorry. I had to have fun with stuff like this because I don't know what else to do. Would you believe? Anybody remember Get Smart? Would you believe a new poll shows that voters want more policing? Who would have thought that people want more police in their neighborhoods? That people want more police to protect them? Yes, you know, contrary to popular belief, the police department has not been put together to hunt down black people, to run around and kill as many people as humanly possible, just to shoot anybody that gets in their way. Not how it works. Look at the real numbers. You have almost a million police. You have almost 750,000 police. Active police members in this country. If they're all out there shooting people down, boy, they're missing a lot. After months of the left calling efforts to defund the police, it turns out that their plan is backfiring because many cities and understaffed law enforcement, such as crime in the city of Chicago, are startling examples of what defunding a police department actually does, because you're seeing it happen. We heard it in Los Angeles. We heard how many sheriffs, because they have sheriffs and police in Los Angeles, were laid off. let go, unassigned, whatever you want to call it, because they didn't have the money. The money was cut back. In Chicago alone, right, as of the beginning of July, there's been almost 2,000 shooting victims. How's that working out for less police? A new Hill-Harris poll shows that 44% of survey participants want more policing in their local communities. The survey was gathered answers from over 900 registered voters. Only 70%, 77, the number after 6, percent of respondents want less law enforcement presence. Yeah, those are the recent felons let out of prison. Only 29% of the black voters wanted more law enforcement in their community. On the other hand, 61% of those black participants want the same amount of law enforcement, not less. Right? So if you take 100% of the people that were surveyed, spoken to, whatever, right, you had the major majority of them want at least the same amount of law enforcement. They don't want any decrease. Almost 30% wanted more. The other ones didn't know what law enforcement was. So even though the Democrats, they're now trying to shift blame, saying, oh, it was never us that wanted to defund the police. It was the Republicans. You know, you can't get your dementia. You just see it shining in this group, don't you? The mental gymnastics that the White House has to do to try to make this fit, it's just laughable. You have hours and hours and hours of video of prominent Democrats talking about defunding the police, not getting them any more money, right? And what do you have now going on? Now they're flipping that, saying, no, that was the Republicans. We must have flipped parties in the middle of the night again. Did I miss it? Was there an email? It's just ridiculous. That's why I'm giggling all the time. I look at this stuff, how do people believe this? Conservatives are the ones still defending law and order and not the left. The public has seen this. They had enough of skyrocketing lawlessness. Because now it's affecting their daily lives. Look at the people in San Francisco who were running out of San Francisco because they realize they can't fix anything now. The locals are terrible. The local administrators, electeds, are terrible. Right? But you guys keep voting them in. I'm thinking that maybe you don't vote by name. You don't really know who you're voting for. So you just vote the D. Right, you think? Maybe? I'm just guessing. I don't know for sure. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. Apparently, according to a story right now, I think it's out of AP, 59 of the 96, come on, write this down, 59 of the 96 phones that were assigned to Robert Mueller, right, well, not to him himself, but to the probe, they're missing. They can't find them. You know, these phones that would have a total record of who they called, when they called, how long they were on the phone, text messages that went back and forth, can't find a one of them. Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson, both Republicans, they sent a letter to the Department of Justice. They're requesting more information about missing cell phones that were used by then Special Counsel Robert Mueller, whatever. Funny how that happens. Funny how when the FBI gets a hold of something, the Department of Justice got a hold of something that might incriminate Hillary or Bill or any one of the team, they found nothing. Or they found, laptops, their holes were drilled in the hard drives. Just amazing how they made, how all that happened all of a sudden. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Come on back tomorrow. I'll be here. Hopefully you will, too. Really, be safe.